This is Robin Marsh. I want to talk with you today about never stop being kind. You see, we all get a little irritated, and I'm convinced every morning when we wake up, there's just kind of this little game plan Satan has for us about putting a little burr in our saddle. Maybe it's just a little irritation at home with your spouse or your kids, or the morning started off too rushed. Do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe you get to work and a colleague has said something that was unkind. I know that this is spiritual warfare because the enemy wants us to take our eyes off God. So never stop being kind, even if you're irritated. Here's what happened to me once, not very long ago. We were getting ready to fly out to a big football game, and we had it planned for the perfect day. We were going to get to the airport, fly to our destination, and watch our team win the game. It didn't quite turn out that way on any of the fronts. We got to the airport and found out we had to fly standby. Well, immediately, my husband and I and son are thinking, we don't even know if we're going to get to ride on the same plane together. It turned out that we did get to fly standby. God's word says, bind kindness and truth around your neck, and you'll find favor with God. That's in Proverbs 3. And then it goes on for that familiar verse that we know about all the time, about trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. We got on the plane as we were going to the game, and our seats weren't together. We all had to sit separately. My husband sat in the front, and a kind lady actually offered her seat to me so I could sit next to my son. We were on the last row of the plane, by the engines and the bathroom, for about 2.5 hours, next to a kind young man. I started up a conversation with him, and I just felt like the Lord was telling me to be kind and tell Him about what God has done in my life. I don't know exactly what I said, but I do remember telling Him to protect his family at all cost. Told Him what God had done in good times in my life, and even in the hard times. How I trusted Him, and He had never let me down. We got off the plane, went to our destination. Our team didn't even win the football game. But what I found out a couple of weeks later when I got home was God's favor from that trip. I received a phone call from a dear friend of mine, and she said, Robin, you're not going to believe this one. I said, what's going on? She said, her friend and her had been praying for a friend and his wife and their little children. This man and his wife had been going through some marital struggles. It ended up, she said, being the man that I sat next to for 2.5 hours on a plane ride. I didn't know that he and his wife were struggling. I'm so glad I told him to get into a Bible-believing church. The girl who made the call to me said, Robin, they're getting in church. They're trying to work on their marriage and put their life back together. Friends, what started out as an irritation for me of flying standby could have been a burr in my saddle, and I could have been mad and quiet that whole plane ride. But God convicted me to be kind to the man next to me, and you'll find a favor. And the favor I found was that maybe it had made a difference in his spiritual walk with his family. Bind kindness and truth around your neck, and you too will find favor with God.